Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started.
CoinStack is sponsored by FTX. FTX is the safe, regulated way to buy and sell Bitcoin and other digital assets. Trade crypto with up to 85% lower fees than top competitors. FTX US is also the only leading exchange that supports both Ethereum and Solana NFTs. You can trade NFTs with no gas on FTX US and gas subsidized when you withdraw off the platform. Check out FTX US today or download the FTX app for Android and iOS. What's going on, everyone? This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen. Welcome to another episode of This Week in Crypto, where we cover all the crazy top stories of the week, as well as the top stats, top reports, and a little bit of a deep dive on one of your favorite chains. Stay tuned for something by Stratton Brothers. First one up, we have top news. We got U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen shares encouraging stance on digital assets. In a speech given to American University, Janet Yellen delivered remarks on digital asset policy, innovation, and regulation to American University's Kogut School of Business Center for Innovation. And I quote, "Digital assets may be relatively new, but they are part of a larger trend, the digitization of finance, that has been in the making for decades. In 1990, there were fewer than 3 million internet users. Now there are about 4.5 billion. And we are taking that for granted that many aspects of our financial lives can be managed for small internet-connected devices that fit in the palm of our hands. This growth in digital services has opened a world of possibilities and risks that would have seemed fantastical only a few decades ago. Financial services, along with most industries, have evolved in response to exponential advances in computer power and connectivity." Top story number two, EU bans providing high-value crypto services to Russia. The European Union member states agreed Friday to ban the provision of high-value crypto asset services to Russia as part of the fifth package of sanctions imposed in response to the Ukrainian war. The measure will contribute to closing potential loopholes in existing restrictions, the European Commission said, and were announced alongside bans of four Russian banks, coal imports, and offering advice on wealth-concealing trusts to oligarchs. According to a statement made by the Council of the EU, which represents national governments within the bloc, the measure extended a prohibition on deposits to crypto wallets. Top story number three, Luna Foundation Guard holds almost 40,000 Bitcoin after a weekend purchase. The Luna Foundation Guard, or LFG, a Singaporean entity that is establishing a response protocol for the algorithmic stablecoin UST, added $173 million in Bitcoin to its wallet over the weekend via a series of buys. LFG now has 39,897.98 Bitcoin in its wallet, worth approximately $1.67 billion. Next one up, we have Binance approved in principle by Abu Dhabi as digital asset broker dealer. Binance received an in-principle approval from Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, to operate as a broker-dealer in digital assets, Bloomberg reported on Sunday. The world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume must now complete the application process, according to Richard Teng, Binance's head for the Middle East and North Africa as well. Next story, we have Sony and LEGO are investing $2 billion in Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite. Epic Games, creator of the wildly popular video game Fortnite, just got a $2 billion investment from legacy entertainment giants, Sony Group Corp and Kirkby, a family-owned company behind the LEGO Group. Sony and Kirkby will have invested $1 billion into Epic. Headquartered in Cary, North Carolina, Epic Games was founded by CEO Tim Sweeney in 1991. In addition to Fortnite, Epic developed the 3D game engine Unreal Engine. Today, the company has some 40 offices around the world. Next one up, we have crypto-like digital dollars at least several years away, as said by Janet Yellen. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the design and development of a digital dollar would likely take years if the U.S. chose to create one, while outlining the various questions the Biden administration is weighing as it considers ways to make payments faster in the U.S. Next one up, we have Bitcoin now legal tender in special economic zone of Honduras. A Caribbean island off the northern coast of Honduras has officially recognized Bitcoin as legal tender. In a special economic zone located on the island of Roatan, known as Prospera, Bitcoin and other cryptos can now be used as a form of payment for individuals and businesses, according to a Thursday statement. The move follows the lead of neighboring country El Salvador, which sanctioned Bitcoin as legal tender on September 7th. El Salvador's case, a world first, has drawn the ear of policymakers in the U.S. and has prompted legislation in the House and Senate, which seeks to study the potential risks in the world's largest economy. Then we have SEC approves Bitcoin futures ETF filed under the 33 Act. The Securities and Exchange Commission has approved Turkrim's Bitcoin futures ETF, which Grayscale's investment CEO said weakens the agency's argument to deny spot Bitcoin ETFs. Fund group Turkrim, perhaps best known for agricultural ETFs, first filed for its Bitcoin futures fund last May. The ETF was filed under the Securities Act of 1933, a regulation under which spot Bitcoin ETFs are filed. The SEC approves a proposed rule change to launch the product according to an April 6 filing. Though the SEC had already permitted several ETFs that invest in Bitcoin futures contracts from issuers, ProShares, Valkyrie, and VanEck, those were filed under the Investment Company Act of 1940, commonly called the 40 Act. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said last August that the agency would look favorably upon ETFs investing in Bitcoin futures contracts on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange that were filed under the 40 Act, citing the law's significant investor protections. Next, we have FDIC asks all banks to report crypto activities. A top U.S. bank regulator has asked banks to report under crypto-related activities, citing potential safety soundness risk, as well as financial stability concerns, resulting from exposure to crypto assets. On Thursday, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, issued a financial institution letter, a letter sent to CEOs of FDIC-insured banks requesting that banks should notify their regional FDIC director of their crypto activities. This request applies to both current and future crypto-related activities. According to the letter, the FDIC will review the information, ask more questions if necessary, and then issue relevant supervisory feedback. And last but not least, in this crazy week, we have GOP policy armed release papers exploring benefit risks of crypto. The policy arm of U.S. Senate Republicans has issued a policy paper on crypto, signaling the GOP is making its way towards a more unified approach to crypto regulation. The Senate Republican Policy Committee, chaired by U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, Republican from Missouri, works to form legislative policy goals for the party, as well as provide research and analysis on a variety of subjects. The short policy paper titled Cryptocurrency Goes Mainstream was published on April 7th and explores both the benefits and the dark side of cryptocurrency. While the paper touts the potential of crypto to reduce transaction costs and speed and to increase privacy, it also calls attention to crypto's role in the nefarious purposes like ransomware attack payments, scams, speculation, and drug trafficking.
CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm, the crypto quant fund focused on global and social transformation. For 3 years now, their crypto trading strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month by using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and hedged liquidity pools. HeartRhythm is now hiring to scale up their team, which is currently based in San Francisco, Boulder, and Chicago, but it's a remote-first team, so you can live anywhere. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a COO and CFO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about their crypto quant fund and social impact focus, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring this episode of CoinStack.
Weekly fundraisers and deals. Circle announces $400 million raise in partnership with BlackRock. Crypto payments company Circle announced a $400 million funding round on Tuesday. The firm is also partnering with the management giant BlackRock as a strategic investor. The round, expected to close in the second quarter, also drew support from Fidelity Management and Research, Marshall Wallace LLP, and Finn Capital, the company announced. By partnering with the ginormous company called BlackRock, Circle is looking to explore capital market applications per the announcement. BlackRock will also play a role as an asset manager of USDC cash reserves. Dollar digital currencies like USDC are fueling global economic transformation, and Circle's technology infrastructure sits at the center of that change. This funding round will drive the next evolution of Circle's growth, said Jeremy Allier, co-founder and CEO of Circle. Next up, we have SoftBank leading a $70 million round for DeFi infrastructure firm BlockXroot. BlockXroot, a crypto firm that provides tools for DeFi trading, has raised $70 million in Series B funding round led by SoftBank Vision 2. The current headcount of Chicago-based BlockXroot is 30, and the firm plans to scale it up to 100 in the near future, said Clairman. As part of the deal, Robert Kaplan, investment director of SoftBank Investment Advisors, has joined the BlockX board. And then we also have NFT avatar company Genie raises $150 million from Silver Lake. Private equity firm Silver Lake is leading a $150 million round of genies, according to a report by the New York Times Dealbook. This latest funding round values the company at $1 billion, minting its status as a unicorn startup. "We're just trying to invest in the very best technology companies," Silver Lake co-chief executive Egon Durban told Dealbook. "Sometimes it's a small company like this, and other times it's huge, large companies that need to be transformed." Genie allows users to create virtual avatars that can be used in the metaverse with accessories that can be purchased as non-fungible tokens. The company has partnered with the record labels such as Warner Music Group and Universal to create avatars and NFT-gated digital goods for artists such as Justin Bieber, Migos, and Cardi B.
Celo, the mobile-first blockchain that makes financial tools accessible to anyone with a mobile phone number, is a proud sponsor of CoinStack. Connect, transact, and store your crypto assets on the Celo blockchain using only an SMS interface. Celo is fully compatible with Ethereum, so you can run smart contracts built in Solidity. It uses proof-of-stake consensus, has high throughput, and 5-second transaction finality. Celo is now the 4th fastest-growing blockchain in all of DeFi. Learn more about Celo's family of stablecoins by visiting celo.org.
Key stats of the week as well as your top reports. First one up, Bloomberg estimates 9% ETH staking yield and negative 2% annual issuance reduction post-merge. Number two, Ethereum has held steady at 1.17 million transactions per day, with Avalanche reaching roughly 74% of Ethereum's average daily transactions. Number three, in total, Boba has seen 457,000 transactions from just over 5,000 unique users. Number four, UST's growth of 6.5 billion supply year to date has resulted in a continuous burn of Luna supply, increasing the UST dominance in the stablecoin market. The Arbitrum network is also steadily approaching 1 million unique addresses. And then we have highlights from the top crypto reports this week from Straven Brothers covering Audius, in which they wrote, "In 2020, the music industry generates $43 billion in revenue, but only 12% goes to content artists. Furthermore, artists have minimal control over how their music is distributed and little visibility to who is streaming it. Founded in 2018, Audius is a music platform on the board of Spotify and SoundCloud. The company operates in a decentralized music streaming service with a social networking component. It allows artists to share their tracks on the app and connects fans directly with artists. From a technical perspective, it is a blockchain protocol that allows artists to produce immutable timestamped records of their work, secured by a decentralized network. Initially, Audius was based on a sidechain of Ethereum, but migrated to Solana to take advantage of the network's performance. Audius launched its private alpha in 2019, following by its testnet in August the same year. Then the company opened its platform to the public in September 2019. Finally, Audius created an iOS and Android apps in the early 2020s. These considerations, following the rights of authors to distribute income, to facilitate transactions, even concerns the revenue since 9% of the platform's profits go directly to the artist. Guys, that was This Week in Crypto. Tune in next week so we can do it all over again. Peace.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening to the CoinStack podcast, where we are tracking the most important blockchain stories of the 2020s, including a decentralized internet and the creation of a new, open, global monetary system that works for everyone. We're so happy to have you as a listener. Please share it with your friends. Please join our free newsletter at coinstack.substack.com. And also check out our Telegram group, where you can chat with others and learn even more about crypto. You can go to t.me/thecoinstack or just type in CoinStack into Telegram to find us. Thanks so much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.